Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Curry. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Parncho Herrera. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Walters. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Meyer. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jack Meyer. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hook covering, for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp takes first base on ball 4. Jack Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Curry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Callison reaches second base with a double. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Herrera reaches second base with a double. Callison scores. It's 4-0, Phillies. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Jay Hook. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockman moves to third. Casco moves to second. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kopp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Curry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Phillies. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Herrera strikes out. 1 out. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp misplays the ball. That's an error on Kopp. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson, who is chasing the ball. Neiman reaches third base with a triple. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kopp hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Neiman tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Phillies. Jack Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Curry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Newcomb pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herrera scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Reds 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Herrera hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callison. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Martin applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 3 in the game. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Reds 2. the Phillies will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Turk Farrell now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House pinch hits for Billy Martin. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a pop-up towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Casco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynch moves to second. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Pinson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.